Right, Circularity Podcast. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. It's been too long.
The main reason it's been so long is because we've been trying to figure out what on earth we're doing, because the coronavirus has put a stop to everything, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that, and we had an existential crisis. Worried about the nature of existence and who we were.
For those of you who are listening for the first time, my name is Chris Baldwin.
And I'm Rob Gillespie.
And we have this project called Circularity, which is all about changing people's mindsets from me to we. Because right now, that's probably going to be a big focus for the entire planet for a while. So basically, what we did was we had all of these events set up, ready to go, to help people to practice these skills. So things like our Circularity Connect, we had some TED Circles, we had a Circularity Rise, which is about young people performing live in a supportive space, musical showcases.
We'd opened that Rise up this year, hadn't we, to literally any new performer. So we trialed that last year with the young performers and found that there were a group of performers as well in the older age bracket of 20 plus who also needed that supportive network. So this year was the year of us expanding that support for everybody as well.
Yeah, so we kind of got the ball rolling, and it all got very exciting.
Yeah, we started the year.
and then everything stopped. We had to cancel everything. So basically, the last kind of, I suppose, month has been us figuring out what we're doing. And we obviously had the library lined up, so... So the library is a community managed library that we're taking on in Woodville, and we were training up volunteers and learning how to do stuff for the kind of like the more official stuff that you've got to do, like asbestos and legionnaires. And is that legionnaires?
Legionella.
Said that.
Yeah, we were getting all the soldiers in the garden set up.
We were doing all that, and then everything's stopped all of a sudden. So what we've had to do is kind of regroup a little bit and figure out, actually, one of the original things we had behind Circularity was using creativity and technology to connect people and ideas. And that's something that's sort of stuck with us through that. But I suppose with that underpinning value of changing mindsets from me to we. So we're thinking, okay, well, if we go back to that sort of drawing board and think, hang on, we've got, all of this technology and all of these facilities that are around, can we use those to create Circularity? And there are a few things. So our Circularity Play events that we set up, that's kind of gone digital now, Sophie, who's heading that up, she's doing an amazing job, and she's putting that together for the 15th of April, which is Wednesday. So if anyone wants to get in on that, there'll be more information coming through about that from the Circularity Association Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter, circularity.org, across those two platforms, how to get involved. And we've also, developed this idea of trying to get people to build and maintain a practice, because I don't know about you, mate, but it feels like everyone's mental health struggling now, because it's been a few weeks of lockdown and it's all changing, isn't it? People are struggling a bit.
Yeah, and I think we had kind of a framework for events and movements over the year. So alongside the events that Chris has mentioned, we had some sort of two-monthly movement-type things. So well-being was in some of them, fixing things, various bits about motivation, altruism, across the year. So they're all on the website. What we'd look to is put a bit of a structure around some of the ideas, because some of the feedback we got last year was that whilst people understood Circularity, they didn't always get the structure of it. It wasn't quite there for them to build into. So with the coronavirus, we've then built that down and taken those movements and put them down into a weekly structure. And it doesn't mean that we've kind of done one thing per day, just to make it easier. But that doesn't mean that we tried to brand the days or put this specific thing on that day. Whilst we have put things on days, You could do them every day of the week. You could take those bits that work for you or not and work through them.
I suppose what we're trying to say is we've created a thing that you can play with, which is pretty much the whole of Circularity, isn't it, really?
Yeah, open source.
Yeah, definitely. So the things are based around the... On a very loosely, the 5 steps to well-being, which the NHS have put out, because if you keep doing these 5 things consistently, then you will maintain a positive mental health. And they've got slightly different wording, but basically learning, giving, health, creativity and helping. That's what all of our activities are based around. So the 2-month projects, campaigns, movements, whatever you want to call them, that are on the website that Rob's mentioned, but now also these daily goals. It's about training yourself to do these activities, to encourage yourself to learn, to give, to have good health, you know, in terms of mental health and physical health and spiritual health, to be creative and to try stuff and to help others. And if you consistently apply those 5 things in your life, then you will be developing your we mindset. And you know, most people that succumb to the me mindset, it's basically, you know, if we're going to go all sciencey on it, it's about the sort of the fear, the lizard brain, the old, you know, the limbic system, the all that sort of stuff triggers in the me mindset, and it's very fear oriented. But the we mindset, which is more about, you know, prefrontal cortex processing and really thinking about connecting to others and all of that sort of stuff, based around something called the parasympathetic nervous system. That stuff is the we mindset, and if you can develop that, it helps you just maintain a positive, you know, mental, emotional, spiritual health, and just makes the world a better place, really, doesn't it? So that's what we've done.
It's like every sort of exercise and everything you do, every skill you learn, the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the stronger that ability grows.
You're right.
So it's one of those things that if you keep doing it and you do it every day. I mean, I'm involved in the creation of these things, and I don't do everything every day. It's not about that. It's about trying, building that practice in there. But it's good to do. So we've got 7 things, and I think they're out there. They're on the website, as we say. They're out there. We share them a lot on the Facebook group, and we'll make sure that there's links and that in various bits. And obviously, we've got the new functionality on the new hosting site, so you can send some questions in or send some bits in about how you're getting on with these, so that we can put those into future podcasts. But what we've got is we start on a Monday.
Yep, so it's Motivation Monday.
Yep, share the things that are motivating you this week. And I find that really is good to sort of sit there and think, what am I thankful for as well? What are the things that are pushing me through? Especially at a time like this. So what's one of the things I shared was having more time with Eric, my son. Although I've got to work from home, and I'm a remote worker, so I can continue to work via laptop from home. Just being able to see him all day. And it might be that actually I have to take more breaks in work from home than I would do at work, because I'm taking time to spend 5-10 minutes here with him during the day doing something or whatever. But actually, that's positive. That's something that's motivating me through this. Is yes, I might not have everything else that I had, like the freedom to travel and everything else, but I've got more time with my son, and that is a motivation. Yeah, so that's always a good thing to start with.
Definitely. And I think if you can get into that practice every week, and this can happen, you know, post coronavirus as well. It's not something that we're just doing for now. It's something that we can take forward. And if you can just do that, you know, just check in with yourself at the start of every week and go, right, what's pushing me this week? What are the things I'm really motivated by and doing? It's just going to put you in that sort of great thing. And for me, it's been about trying new stuff. Been doing some gardening, got the chainsaw out. That was ace. Been learning, learning to build apps. That's been a big motivator for me. I'm not very good at it yet, but I'm learning, and, you know, I'm taking steps on that journey. It'll be probably a long journey, but it's something that I'm enjoying doing, because I'd quite like to have a Circularity app at some point, you know. And if it's something we can start small and develop over time, kind of like we have done with the website and everything, you know, and everything involved in the project, you plant a little seed and then it grows, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I think it'd be, yeah, it'd be really good. Should we move on to Tuesday? Yeah, so check in Tuesday.
Think about others who might be feeling lonely or vulnerable. Connect. So reach out to people. It's, and that's true any time of the year. I mean, some of the things I've done based on this is, and a lot of you might be doing this already. So if you've got a family WhatsApp, you're doing this already, because little messages in that are going to connect you, going to bring your family together. So it's something my wider family didn't have, is WhatsApp and stuff. So I set up a messenger the other week, and we're going to set up a WhatsApp based on that, because that seems to be a bit easier to use. Other apps available, other messaging services available, and all that BBC stuff, other channels available. but that sort of thing, just checking in, and just, and it might be that person who actually has been a bit arsey with you, and the reason they're being a bit arsey with you is because they don't know how to say, I need a bit of help. And they might be pushing you away because they need you to come closer. And sometimes that's possible, sometimes that's not. But it's always worth reaching out.
Definitely. What, one of the things that, that's really interesting, I mean, this is something that I've tried consciously to do, not just on a Tuesday, actually, but, you know, just when people come to mind, and you think about someone and go, oh, I wonder how they're doing. And I'll just send them a quick WhatsApp, or I'll send them a quick, you know, message, or a quick voice note, or just a check in. And I, you know, and again, if it's something, if that's something you're not used to doing, then tagging it to a day of the week might help you build that habit. And that's all this is. It's building habits. Once you've done something four times, a habit is a powerful thing, and it becomes part of your normal then. And I think, yeah, just, you know, tag it to the day of the week, check in Tuesday. That's what we've done as a bit of a hashtag to help people to build those habits. But if it's something that you do anyway, just keep doing it. And as I say, a good way that I've found personally is, as soon as someone comes to mind, you think, oh, I'm spoke to them for a bit, just have just a quick voice note, quick check in, quick, you know. And I think it means the world to people. Or just send them a daft meme or something, you know. It doesn't have to be a, you're right, mate, you know. It could be a, just connect in some way.
Yeah, and I think for me, that check-in Tuesdays work, because I'm quite introverted naturally, and I don't always reach out to other people because I'm more comfortable in myself, and I'm not a great communicator. I mean, I'm on a podcast and a radio show and stuff like that, but I'm not a great communicator. I don't reach out. I'm one of those people that if I've not spoken to you for 5 years, I expect to kind of pick up where we left 5 years ago. And I know that doesn't work for everybody, and I'm aware that doesn't work for everybody, which is the kind of the quandary for me, is that I get that my way of thinking isn't the same way everybody else thinks, but that hasn't always led me to change my behaviour to keep those connections and that network. And check-in Tuesday for me, when we started it, really worked, because I had to think about it on that Tuesday and go, well, what am I doing today to check in with somebody? And whether that's my grandparents, whether that's my wider family, whether that's friends that I've not spoken to for a while, or whether that's just checking in with the family and the situation we're in at the moment, and just going, how are you feeling about it today? Are you okay? Like asking Eric, he's 5. He doesn't really, he's not fully emotionally developed, obviously. So it's just checking in and going, hey mate, do you want to maybe video call one of your little friends today? And we'll try and get your connection with one of them to keep your connections going as well.
Yeah, I've experienced the same with games online, and we'll come to that for a different day. But just watching my youngest daughter, Nancy, she's been just plugged in to games, but using it as, you know, like when kids play together with dolls and stuff, but just doing that using technology instead. So it's the same thing. They're doing the same kind of play, but they're doing it using the technology. Obviously, we'll talk about that for a different day. But that's another thing about these things is that some of them connect very, very well. One thing I did want to say about Check-in Tuesday is the power of shared humour, and having that humour. And that's why I mentioned daft memes, having those in jokes. I always think the strength of a friendship or the strength of a team at work or anything is the amount of in jokes you've got. If you've got loads of in jokes, it's a good team and it's a good friendship. And I think the more you can develop those, you know, the better it is. And if you use that shared humour to check in with each other, I think it's great. So Wellbeing Wednesday is next.
Yep, do an activity which will aid your physical, mental and or spiritual well-being.
It's the and or bit, isn't it?
Yeah, because it, I mean, a lot of things cover all three. So a bit of exercise can aid your mental and your spiritual well-being depending on your predilection of your beliefs or whatever. So sitting in nature could be great for you because that helps your physical well-being because you've walked out into nature. Helps your mental well-being because you're becoming calmer, you're becoming relaxed, and you might be meditating because that's your bag and what you do.
Yep, absolutely. So it's very, very much kind of malleable, sculptable, whatever you want to call it, to customizable, and that's based on your health and fitness as well. So I know that something that we did through the Wellbeing Wagon project in January and February was we were saying, like, you know, if you do calisthenics, yoga and meditation, then that's a pretty good whole body holistic kind of workout in terms of those things. So those, if you go to circularity.org/wellbeingwagon, there's free resources that you guys can use to do that, and there's plenty of apps and, you know, different, I mean, you know, Joe Wicks, his morning thing on YouTube is, that's brilliant, by the way. I've been doing that for the last week or so, and all of those sort of things are fantastic for, you know, keeping fit and keeping well, basically. Ben Lynch has been doing some online classes. I've been taking part in those personally.
Yeah, I've seen those advertised. He's also on Facebook, and we're just negotiating to get them on the Circularity TV YouTube as well, aren't we? He's got some beginner calisthenics videos for using your body weight training that he put out there just as a bit of a thing for people to use. And they're certainly on my save list to be used, not used as much as they should be. Don't.
It's worth doing, though. They are good. And once you're into a rhythm with it, like, I've been doing loads of dog walks. I've been taking the dog for at least sort of 40, 45 minutes a day.
And you're going to get your own dog soon as well, aren't you?
I've been doing the couch to 5K as well.
Oh, see, you're way healthier than me. I mean, if people listening won't know what I look like, but people who know me know there's a reason that I'm not saying I'm doing the couch to 5K and I'm not very healthy and I need to get healthier. And this is it's one of the things that I think people need to be mindful of as well, because I've seen a lot of memes and things about, well, if you're not using this lockdown to create a side hustle, be a better person, learn something new, do this, do that, then you're not using it properly and you're wasting your time. And it was never about your time, it was just about your motivation. You never want to do anything anyway. Part of this is not about saying that. Part of this is saying, take the time to do that. And that time might just be doing your normal thing and tidying the house, and that makes you feel better. Because I don't know about anybody else, but if the house is really untidy and I tidy it, I feel better. And that's part of Wellbeing Wednesday, whatever day of the week it is. It's about you feeling better, whether that's physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it might be. But it's not about saying, if you don't do something, you're a bad person or you've not used your time effectively. Because some of those things are just there. Don't be bought into that thinking that if you're not using every shred of every second in the best way somebody else thinks is the best way possible, you're not the best person you can be. You can be the best person you are by being kind, by looking after yourself and not putting that extra pressure on yourself.
I was really busy yesterday doing nothing, mate. I did a bit of chainsawing and then watched loads of Samurai Jack. And did very, very little. And that was really good. And because I think most, as you say, people who know each other and stuff, if you know me, you know that's not something that I do ever. I'm always on with something. And other than, yeah, a bit of chainsawing stuff outside in the garden, a bit of watching Samurai Jack and taking the dog for a walk, I did very, very little yesterday. And that was really, you know, I'm going to definitely make sure I do more of that. And I know it wasn't Wednesday, but that was definitely good for my well-being.
Yeah, and that's some, I think that's the one thing that a lot of people will take away from this whole crisis of having to stop and having to to do some things. Those people that don't usually get that time to do some other things have had time to do other things. Not everybody has, because when people go, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that, I'm busier at work. I know other people who are busier at work because I work in a sector that has key workers. And I wouldn't class myself as a key worker. I just work from home. But there are people out there on the front line, whether that's NHS, whether that's in stores, whether that's in other areas, social care and everything else, that are classed as key workers, that are just carrying on work and doing more than what they did before, don't get that chance to learn that new language or do anything else that everybody keeps talking about they're doing. They're doing the day-to-day stuff and they've got other worries and other things, and everybody's got to take from this what they can. It doesn't always mean that you're doing lots extra. Sometimes it's that, might be that takeaway on a Friday night, sat with your loved ones. And that might be the thing that brings your well-being back up. Just do what you can.
Wicked. So on to Thursday.
Thursday. So it is TED Circle Thursday.
Yeah. I'm not totally convinced we're allowed to use this as a thing. I think, you know, TED are quite locked down, but I suppose until they tell us off, we can use it.
Let's ask for forgiveness rather than permission on this one.
So TED Circles, I've been involved since quite near the beginning of them, and they're sort of different to the normal TED events in that you basically watch a talk. They're kind of curated at the minute, although I think they're lifting the lid on that a little bit going forward. And you watch the talk and you basically get a group of people together and you have a discussion about it. And they're just a really good way to connect with people on a really authentic level. Because you have to really think about what you're talking about, if that makes sense. And everyone has a chance to express themselves, and you know, you're always learning new things from these talks, or fresh perspectives, or you know, new ideas and all that sort of stuff. And I just think they're brilliant. They're really, really good events. And I've been involved in both physical ones, where you kind of go somewhere and do one, but also now with obviously the coronavirus doing its thing, a lot of them have gone online, and they've actually got their own app, which I've not used yet, to be fair. But there are things like, you know, as you say, Skype or Zoom or Hangouts or any of those things. People have been using those to have their TED circles, where you'd watch the talk before the meeting normally, and then you'll have a Zoom call and have a chat together with your circle. And they're really good. They are absolutely fantastic. And I'm certain if you just did a Google search for local TED circles, there'd be a few come up around you. Certainly, I've set one up, and there's TEDx Leamington Spa. They've done one, and there's plenty of them about. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the Facebook TEDx or the TED Circles page on Facebook, I was looking for one the other day. I was telling some people at work about their daily goals and wanted to share the TEDx Leamington group and what Kimberly's doing there, and then also what you're doing with the one in Burton. But when I went looking for the link to the TED Circles page and stuff, there's some in America. And they're open. They're not going, oh, you've got to be local to this town in America. They're literally like, this is our page. You want to join our TED Circle, come join it. So, yeah, it's again, it's that openness to discuss with different people around the world, different points of view on subjects that you might not even think about. And the physical one we did before this all started in Burton. That was a really good chat about different aspects of things. Some really personal sharing went on in the session. Different perspectives of how to view life and different things as well. So, they if you go into them open-minded, you get a lot from them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So definitely get involved with TED Circles. And TEDCircles.com is the official website where you can learn more about the projects and what they're trying to do. But yeah, I would recommend every Thursday get involved in one, or set one up yourself, become a host. You know, they're not difficult to do. And if you've got your family WhatsApp that Rob was talking about earlier, and you're building your connections there for Check-In Tuesday, why not use that as your framework and your group of people to try TED Circle with? So yeah, leave that one with you, but let us know how you get on, because it's a very cool thing.
Yeah.
Fix It Friday.
Yeah, fix, repurpose, upcycle, or improve something. And this kind of ties into our Makers Make project as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, so Makers Make is a March, April, is that right? March, April project, which you can look at through our website, circularity.org. And it's part of the campaign section. So, yeah, Makers Make is about taking something. It's stopping you from being a kind of sheep consumer type who just basically, you know, something goes wrong, you bin it, you buy something new, loads of landfill, loads of waste, the sort of linear model of take, make, dispose, which is where we live kind of quite a lot in our Western world right now.
Literally everything that companies have tried to make us do for the last 30 years.
Yeah, even with planned obsolescence, you know, I mean, there's obviously a big talk about that with companies that are planning in obsolescence into their products so that you do throw them away and get new. And, you know, that's got to be something we look at now. We have to stop doing that. It's not good enough. So Fix It Friday is about trying to trade yourself out of that consumer mindset so that you do cradle to cradle. And Ellen MacArthur Foundation Circular Economy is based around that idea of taking something cradle to cradle. So, you know, it's about, you know, stripping bits off something else and improving something else. And I think the EU is going to bring in a right to repair bill so that, you know, you're not voiding warranties if you muck about with something trying to fix it, basically.
Yeah, which is good because, yeah. I mean, if you completely mess it up, I would agree with the company that if you've then gone and ripped off the back off something without any care and whatnot, that's different to you carefully unscrewing everything, taking it apart bit by bit to find one small piece of within the system that's not working properly and fixing it. It's completely different to somebody who rips stuff apart and takes no care in what they're doing. If you're doing it right, you're doing it right, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. But there's things like, I know that with, you know, with screens on phones and stuff, as soon as you start doing stuff with it, it voids your warranty and all of that sort of stuff. So
yeah, Apple's a big one for that. I had an iPhone, yeah. And I had somebody fix the screen and they were like, yeah, they won't even look at that now for you, but this is a completely unrelated issue that's nothing to do with the screen. Yeah, but you avoided it because you've done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't want to spend £300 on a screen.
So there's all of those sort of things coming through. But Fix It Friday, it doesn't have to be about technology either. It can be about, like, I know that Ben Lynch is building a climbing wall in his garden, which is just amazing. It's just, he's
building a wall.
He's just building a wall. Yeah. And you know, as I say, I've been sort of learning to build apps, so I've been kind of doing that kind of thing, improving the garden, you know, just improving stuff, not just kind of letting it go to waste or binning it, or it's like generating new life from something, if that makes any sense to anyone.
Yeah, and it might be upcycling, may well just be grabbing a hairband and adding something to it, adding a flower to it, or little gemstone things, whatever it might be. The repurposing, it might be that you had a chair in the house that has been there and it's still usable, but it's not fitting with your current decor or whatever you want to do, but you repurpose it, cover it and put it outside so it's an outdoor chair. Rather than getting rid of stuff, it's trying to fix something, repurpose it. We had the tumble dryer broke about 6 months or more ago, and it's one of those things. The tumble dryer, I know it's not a massive cost, but it's still a cost. And they're cheap enough that you can be tempted into going, well, it's broken, I might just buy a new one, because we've had that several years and, well, a new one's going to be a bit safer. But we went round, I had a quick look online to see what the things might be that need fixing on it, which might cause the issue that it seemed to have, found what it might be and ordered a part, changed the part, and hey presto, it worked. And it's that sort of thing of doing really good, like I did there, virtue signalling how great I was fixing something. So and again with this, what we're trying not to do is we're using examples of what we're doing, and I'm very conscious this sounds like we're just saying how great we are. We're by no means brilliant at this. We are learning the same as everybody else does about trying to be better at these things. And you do some stuff, you don't do some stuff. So whilst I may have fixed my tumble dryer, there are about 15 other things in the house that have been there longer, more urgent. and haven't been fixed. So it's
but
just
isn't
about
it a good feeling when you've
better.
When you've nailed something? Isn't it a good feeling?
Yeah. When oh yeah, I was quite happy with that.
But that, and that's the thing is, the more you develop these habits, the more you will experience those feelings of like, I've achieved something here. I've actually, you know, done something worthwhile. And I did something last Fix It Friday. I fixed the TV to the wall. You know, I've got a TV upstairs in the attic, which is where we do our recording and stuff. And I bought a smaller monitor for that. But then I've taken the big screen from there downstairs and put it in the back and used an old Fire Stick thing that I've got. And just, it sounds daft, but just changing it up a little bit, you know, and putting that on the wall so it's not kind of wires trailing everywhere and all that. And it was just a good feeling, you know, just to do that.
And that might tie into your Wellbeing Wednesday type stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think a lot of these things do connect, don't they? For sure. So should we move to Saturday? So Play Day Saturday. And this is one that I've not got very good at yet, actually. I've not built the habit for this one yet.
It's one of those. There's the website that you shared the other day on circularity with the Play Day Saturday.
BoardGameArena.com.
That's it. That's the one. So people go to there. There's lots of stuff. I went to have a quick look at it, and there's Yahtzee and various other things on there that you can play online. And actually, the previous week, what we'd done is we'd gone online and found the rules to Yahtzee, and because Eric's got some dice. And we downloaded the rules. So we went and grabbed online all the stuff for it and then played it in the physical world.
Yeah.
A game that we hadn't got before. So we hadn't got a scorecard for Yahtzee and things like that. So we downloaded it and used it. But I play chess online. I only play with one person at the minute. But somebody I know through work, Dan Weller, and he plays chess online with me. And so I try and do that every day, because we've set a 24-hour clock on it, so I get 24 hours to make my move, then he gets 24 hours to make his move, and so on. So it tries to keep that regular cadence of going. But there are a lot more games I could get more involved with, and I'm conscious that before I finished, I've got a week off in the next week. Before I finished on Friday, there's an online thing that the team do every week. Product managers at where I work, and they get together at the end of the week, especially since they started this and play an online game together. So they get everybody at the end of the week to go, right, let's de-stress. They play online charades or something like that across the games. So it is doable, and it doesn't always have to be a Saturday like you say, but it's that thing of how can you do it. And it might be that you do this by going on COD and FIFA and all that sort of stuff on the PlayStation or the Xbox or whatever it might be, and play online with people that way. Doesn't always have to be things like chess and Yahtzee and Scrabble and all those app type
absolutely
games.
And also, I mean, you know, we say about playing games online with family and friends and stuff, but actually it could be that you just get a board game out at home and play as a family together or something. Or I mean, we've got a game, I love this game, it's called Forbidden Island. It's one of my favourite games because it's a cooperative game. It's not you're not playing against each other. It's one where you have to work together to win the game together as a team. I think that's just brilliant. And there's actually an app you can, I didn't realise this, but you can download the app for an iPad if you've got an iPad. So if you search for Forbidden Island, you can download the game as an app. And there's a few like that. There's like Pandemic, which is topical, and that's a good game. It's the same thing, it's just like a team game where you play cooperatively rather than against each other. You can do that online as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to see the world that Pandemic works in.
All right, so we've got one more day left. That's Sunday, Reading Sunday.
Yep,
is that, so that's all about just, you know, have a read for a bit
and relax with a nice book.
Relax with a nice book. What are you reading at the minute?
I just started Think Like a Pancreas. There's another book that I've been badgering you about for a while, The 13 and a Half Lives of Captain Bluebear by Walter Moers, because I think Walter Moers is a genius with those sort of books and Zamonia. But no, I started reading Think Like a Pancreas, because for those that don't know, I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I've just started using the Libra on my arm. It's a patch that sits on there, and I can using Bluetooth on the phone, I can get readings from of my blood sugar and things like that. So I started to use a bit of technology to do that. As we mentioned earlier, I'm not the most healthiest person in the world. I need to start improving that as well. So this book is by he's a type 1 diabetic himself, but he's also a doctor who works in the field. And it's how you can better self-regulate and make more use of technology and things around you, and understanding it at a better level to try and make those better decisions about my diabetes. Yeah, really interesting book for nobody.
No, it is. I'm doing it at the minute. I've got two things that I'm doing. I tend to have an audiobook on the go through Audible. And then I've also either got like a hard copy book or a book on a Kindle or something that I'm going out. But I tend to, what I've worked out that I do is that I have audiobooks that are non-fiction and then books that are fiction. And that seems to be the way that I've developed like a quite a comfortable system. So it's Ben Goldacre's Bad Science at the minute is the Audible that I'm listening to. And I'm reading Sarah Lay's book again, The Winter Passing, is a fiction at the minute.
I've got that. I need to read that.
Yeah. We had Sarah on a podcast a couple of times, actually, haven't we? She's been on a couple of times.
Yep.
I like it. I like the world she's created and I like the story. I like the characters and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Second one will be coming out soon, won't it?
It will. Yeah. She was saying about that. So we'll have to have a podcast again with her to talk about that, I think. So that's the whole week, really. And I suppose the reason why we wanted to do this as a podcast is to reach out and say, you know, share your experiences of these activities with us, really. If you go to circularity.org/podcast, you'll see on that page an opportunity for you to leave us a message. You could do it on your phone. It loads up the URL. If you click on the link, it brings up just a screen where you can use your phone mic and you can send us a quick message and it comes through and we can put it on our podcast. There's been a couple of people who've been using that to send us messages. My auntie Karen had a really good idea, didn't she, through that. And, you know, maybe on a future podcast, then we can start to add these messages in of people. If you've got an idea you wanted to try, you can send it us as a message. Or if you're doing these activities and you wanted to share your story of what you've been doing, you can send us a little voice note and we can add it to our podcast, you see. It's really easy, honestly, so easy to do. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and we do want to hear what we want to make this is a bit more interactive. So there's a lot of us chatting away and going through things and talking. I mean, we've done some good interactive podcasts where we've had more people than just me and Chris on. Obviously, we have guests on a regular basis, and we did one last Christmas.
Yeah, sat around
not
the table.
One just
it?
Happened, yeah, with a fair few people. And it'd be good to get those again. So if you're interested, send us a message on the website or send us a message through the podcast piece as well, telling us about the bits you're interested in. And we could be talking to you to do a podcast about something that's interesting for you and others.
Absolutely. We could do it live in a room or we could do it through technology. So if you know...
I think at the minute, technology is more likely.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Hello, this is Karen. I was sitting in the garden yesterday in the sunshine and I thought to myself, I'm a refuse driver. I drive for Swaddling Coat. The men are absolutely amazing. They do a fantastic job, rain, hail or snow. At the moment, we are on the front line, but the public, wow, they've been absolutely amazing. Come out clapping and cheering, pictures on the bins, this gave us treats. Thank you very much to everybody. Anyway, any of you dustbin ladies and gentlemen out there who'd like to get in touch, please do let us know of your stories. But most of all, be safe. Take care, hope to hear from you all soon. Bye.
While doing the rounds on the bin wagons, there's been a huge outpouring of kindness and compassion towards her and her team, and, you know, buying presents or leaving notes or anything like that. So we wanted to call this a kindness capture, where rather than it being about, you know, you saying what kind things, you see a lot of this online, don't you? People saying, I've done a dead kind thing today. And you're just like, that's virtue signaling. and you see that a lot. What we want is to hear how other people have been kind towards you, because I think that's a more authentic kind of message.
Be kind was the thing that was shared after Caroline Flack. And that should be a thought at all times. And pandemics and things like that really do add pressures, which can mean the true you doesn't always show itself, or that for some people the true you does come out. And it's just, in all your interactions and in everything, think about the person you are and the person you want to be, and whether that's being reflected in your interactions with people. Because we all slip, and we all may not be the best version of us we can be at every point, but we can always try to be. And I know I have times where I struggle to be that best version of me, but I do take these daily goals and those things that Karen's been talking about that kindness that can just come out. We should show it all the time. There's no real difference between now and 6 months ago for those bin men from their perspective. And there's more risk, obviously, but they're doing the same job they were doing. But our perception of that has changed, and our feelings towards that have changed, because we're fully understanding now who the key workers are and who the people that help us bring things together are. And it's those people that hold our communities together and always push things forwards. It's something I think we need to take forward into the new world, as it will be, is that thought process of, let's just appreciate everybody and be kind to everybody. Be excellent to each other, and if you can't be excellent, be kind.
Yeah, I think we've got a good framework for that on our website. So if you go to circularity.org, and you'll see a section called The Bees, and that's, you know, what we're trying to do. And, you know, as Rob said, I think we're all the same, you know, we're human, we're not going to be totally 100% on it all the time, and we slip and we make mistakes and all that sort of stuff. But actually, if like with the days of the week, you know, we're given a kind of structure and a kind of process that people can use, and things that are identifiable for people to embed in their own lives to build and maintain that we mindset. And that's what we're all about. That's what we're trying to do. So we'll try this kindness capture. If you work on the bins, and you've experienced some kindness from the community, that's kind of, you know, slightly different feeling to maybe what you've experienced before, just send us a message. So it's circularity.org/podcast, and you'll see on that page a link to send us a message. All right, so I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'll try and do one every couple of weeks. It might not be every couple of weeks.
Speak to you next month.
But just keep in touch with all the different things that we're doing online. It's circularity.org on Twitter and on Instagram, and it's Circularity Association page on Facebook, and we've also got a Circularity group there as well.
Yep. See you soon.